For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Police say they're still looking for whoever's responsible for shooting up the home of the Elba School Board president late last week, following a meeting Thursday that resulted in the board deciding not to renew Elba's superintendent contract. Johnny Sin discovered the bullet holes in his home. Police have increased patrols in the neighborhood, and the State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. Governor Kay Ivey is criticizing a new federal rule that could impact Alabama and other states. In a letter with 21 fellow Republican governors, Ivey blasted the new EPA regulations over air quality standards. The regulations put a tight grip on particle matter, but governors argue wildfires are the main cause of the particle matter in question. A ribbon-cutting ceremony has been had for a new aviation training facility at Fort Novosel. The William A. Howell Training Support Facility will teach students the history of Army aviation. The building was named after William A. Howell, who's the first presidential helicopter pilot for Dwight Eisenhower. A few dozen workers at Brightspeed held an informational picket over the weekend in downtown Dothan. Those employees are also members of the Communication Workers of America, who say their five-year contract expired at the end of last month and they're trying to negotiate better pay and benefits. A bargaining meeting is set for April 27th. Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville that left four people dead and more than a dozen hurt. Six people charged in the killing are still awaiting trials. A memorial service is set for tonight at the Dadeville High School football field. Members of the Alabama House considering a new bill that would allow college graduates without degrees in education to become certified as classroom teachers. House Bill 308 would expand the pathway for potential teachers by creating alternate teacher preparation and certification programs. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.